He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the Sons of the Pioneers. Hey, you fellas, what's going on over there?
Well, Billy, it's a swell day for a picnic out here, so we brought along food and all the fixings. Hot dogs, hamburgers, buns for toasting, pickles, tater salad, pie, tea for Shug Fisher, our bass player, and coffee for the rest of us. All we need now, fellas, is a good cooking fire. So how about throwing another log on?
Throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow. I don't see the face of my loved one. When the logs are burning low, throw another log on the fire. Bring back all the sweetest days I've known, when our hearts were young in the springtime, and her love was mine alone.
Now there's nothing left but the embers. Springtime seems so long ago.
My golden memories aglow.
Now there's nothing left but the embers. Springtime seems so long ago.
Throw another log on. Keep my golden memories.
I'm sure that every one of you, at one time or another, has enjoyed a campfire out in the woods or in a forest. That is, of course, after the excitement of getting the fire started is over, and the breeze has shifted in the right direction so the smoke doesn't get in your eyes, and your hot dogs and hamburgers haven't fallen into the fire. Seriously, though, doesn't food taste wonderful when you cook it over an outdoor fire? Of course, it takes a little experience to build a campfire right, just as it takes experience to do a good cooking job outdoors. Now, the real experts along this line are the men who live in the woods most of the time, the lumberjacks.
Come all you sons of freedom that run the Saginaw Stream. Come all you roving lumberjacks and listen to my theme. We'll cross the Tittabawassee where the mighty waters flow. We'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumberin' go. And once more a lumberin' go, once more a lumberin' go. We'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumberin' go. With our axes on our shoulder, we'll make the woods resound. And many a tall and stately tree will tumble to the ground. With our axes on our shoulder, to our boot tops deep in snow. We'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumberin' go. And once more a lumberin' go, and once more a lumberin' go. We'll range the wild woods over and once more a lumberin' go. You may talk about your farms, your houses and fine ways, and pity us poor shanty boys while dashing in our sleighs. Around the good campfire at night, we'll sing while wild winds blow, and we'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go, and once more a lumbering go, once more a lumbering go, and we'll range the wild woods over, and once more a lumbering go.
What a colorful bunch the early day lumberjacks were. But just like the lumberjacks of today, they were mighty careful with their campfires, with any fire in the forest. They have to be. Their very livelihood depends on it. You can always tell a good woodsman by the way he builds and handles his campfire. He always keeps his fire small, especially for cooking. He never goes off and leaves it unattended. He puts it out, dead out, when he's through with it. All of us would do well to follow the example of the professional woodsman. If we do, the woods and forest will always be a happy place. And I think the sons of the pioneers agree with me.
Now, prairie folks assure you there ain't nothing that'll cure you any quicker than the medicine they fix up for themselves. With their sulfur and molasses, pepper tea and mustard plasters in their camphor bags and flannel rags that line the bunkhouse shelf. But here's one remedy that they use that never fails to chase the blues. Just try it for yourself and see the world get brighter.
When you get weary of trouble and care, here's what a cowhand would say. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away. When you cut loose, watch your trouble famoos. Skies won't be cloudy or gray. No reason why you should worry or cry. Yippee-yi, your troubles away. Scatter your woes with the sunrise. Everything's rosy and swell. Just sing a note through that lump in your throat. Greet the dawn with a cowboy yell. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Make it a wonderful day. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away. Scatter your woes with the sunrise, everything's rosy and swell. Just sing a note through that lump in your throat. Greet the dawn with a cowboy yell. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Make it a wonderful day. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky. Yippee-yi, your troubles away. Yippee-yi, your troubles away.
You know, it's usually when we're having a good time that we're apt to get a little careless. Take the case of that party of fishermen in California a while back. They had a wonderful weekend, camping and fishing. On their way home, they stopped in a little town to pick up some tobacco. In the store window, there was a picture of Smokey Bear. One of the fellas turned to the other and said, "Say, are you sure we put out our campfire?" They all looked at one another and weren't quite sure. So those good people headed some 20 miles back to their camping spot. Sure enough, in spite of the coffee grounds and dishwater that they'd dumped on the fire before they left, some hot coals were still burning, and at one corner the fire was beginning to break away in the pine needles. Well, sir, this time they put their fire out right. I think those fishermen were pretty lucky, don't you? Some people don't get a second chance. That's why everybody should do the job right the first time. Well, would you look who's coming up the trail now? Big as life with his ranger's hat and shovel and all togged out in dungarees. It's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, friends. I just passed a fellow on the trail who sure knows his beans about campfires. He built his fire in a spot that he had cleared down to dirt about 6 feet across, and he was putting it out when I saw him. He was soaking the little fire with water, all the time stirring the coals and turning the embers over and over to soak them on all sides. He even watered the earth around the fire. He wasn't taking any chances on his fire getting away. No, sir. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Campfires. They can be a great help and a lot of fun, all right. But we've just got to be careful with them. And you know, it's a funny thing about campfires, the way they affect people. Lloyd Perriman has some thoughts on this, too.
There's something about a campfire burning low in the dark of night that makes you feel, well, kind of good and easy and warm inside. I've seen men that you could hardly get along with in daylight go sort of mellow sitting around a campfire. Makes you think back on the day that's just passed, and it's the good things that happened that come to your mind mostly. Makes you want to sing, just the way you feel.
When shadows creep where weary birds are nesting, and twilight bids the sleepy rose goodnight, when drowsy breezes speak to you of resting, do they whisper that the world's all right? When you come to the end of the day, and the night calls your worries away, do you ever watch the setting sun and dream of things that you might have done? Do you turn from your work with a smile? Do you feel that it's all worth the while? As you dream the twilight hours away, when you come to the end of
You know, friends, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the sons of the pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fire.
Smokey the Bear, growling and the sniffing in the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, growling and the sniffing in the air. He can find a fire. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how